tribal.
So I won't try to
humor me for a few questions.
Having too many yield, or they violate how they can catch them, fighting that sort of thing. And their quota goes back into the system and you divide it between the other ones. Does that work the same way with our own fishermen?
No, it works that way with our fishermen, not on the tribal side. The tribe, we consider that an internal tribal matter. Mm-hmm. We've allocated the quota.
Okay.
We do not then get into their business of who's going to get a license and how they're going to allocate. That's, to me, that's an internal tribal matter, and we want to stay out of those things.
Thank you. Other questions from the commissioner? Hearing none. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much
for coming. To the bill.
Yep.
Was that your question, Representative? Is there anyone who wishes to speak neither for nor against? Too easy. Welcome. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Senator. Thank you, Representative Kamiga. My name is Craig Francis, and I'm General Counsel for the Passamaquoddy Tribe. Representative Dana couldn't be here, otherwise he would be talking to you instead of me. We have had some discussions with the commissioner regarding some of the tribal issues. We feel as though we're making some progress. There are a couple of hang-ups in the proposed amendment, but I think we will work through that. We had a nice discussion this morning. So hopeful that we can reconvene with you in a couple weeks and have something a little bit more concrete to give you in terms of the, you know, the discussions we have with the commissioner.
Thank you very much, Mr. Francis. So might I ask if it is the hope and expectation of Passamaquoddy as well that there will be information coming out of the conference that the commissioner and some others are attending?
I believe
the ASMFC.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't believe there's any intention of moving forward before we have information from that convention. And I thank you for your input and your opinions. We do have both the proposal and the edited proposal by Mr. Francis. Are there questions from this committee directing either those additions or exclusions, the changes? Representative Devin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you very much, Mr. Francis, for coming down and speaking with us. Did you come down from Pleasant Point, or?
No, I live in the Portland area.
You live in the Portland
area. So I came up from there, and the roads really weren't too bad.
I want to ask you about the change in attitude towards the fight nets, because you folks were very much against fight nets a few years ago, and what is the change? Why has the change occurred?
I'm relatively new to this issue, Representative Devin.
Sure.
So I have a lot to learn. I suspect some of it is just some of the fishermen are out there learning as they go and developing their own, ways to fish to maximize their opportunity to catch their quotas.
Do you know about how many licenses will be issued this year?
I don't. I think last year it was over 300.
Over 300. So it was about 4 pounds per fisherman. Was it equal across the tribe?
They did do it that way last year. I think it might have been 370 or so licenses issued from the tribe. And I suspect the number will probably be about the same again this year.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from the committee for Mr. Francis? Thank you very much for coming up and for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak neither for nor against? Excuse me, Mr. Francis?
Madam Chair, I noticed that in the updated version they struck out the no sustenance fishing for elvers. And I'd like to ask about that.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming back to the mic. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Francis, for coming back up. You were in the room and you heard the conversation, the exchange that Commissioner Kelleher and I had about sustenance fishing?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'm in total agreement with what he said. I just wanted to get it officially on the record. Can you describe to me, and I see that you struck out here no sustenance fishing for elvers. So that means that you would like to see your tribe have sustenance fishing for elvers. Is that correct?
That's right. What we really object to mostly is having a an explicit prohibition in the statute saying no sustenance fishing. I mean, you're probably well aware of the issues between the state and the tribe, and you know, we read the law a little differently than we interpret the law a little differently than you do. The state has been interpreting it recently. So to the extent that, it's going to be an explicit prohibition, we do object to that. And that's the crux of that striking of that language.
Well, I look forward to the commissioner bringing forth the legal definition of the word sustenance so that we can have we're absolutely clear on what it means. Maybe I'm a bit confused, but right now I don't see how you could really fish for elvers sustenance, you know. Yeah, I guess so. Thank you very much for coming back up. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, might I ask, besides selling them, what do the Passamaquoddy do with them that is not commercial?
I'm relatively new to this, Senator Baker, as I mentioned earlier. I literally just was asked to help out with this last week, so definitely not enough time to really wrap my brain around everything. I know that the tribe engages in a lot of ceremonial types of activities that you might not see in the rest of the state of Maine, but it's unique to the tribe and it's cultural. So I would defer to those from the reservation that would have a lot better understanding of that than I would right now.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm wondering if when we have the work session, if that some of that information might be available.
Sure.
Happy thank to you share. Very much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Other questions? Don't go away. Representative McCrae.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask, is part of the concern about sustenance being in this bill that it could translate into broader areas and that would be a concern for the tribal group?
Well, it's more categorical, I would say, than anything. And I think it's okay to have differences between the state and the tribe. And, you know, I'd like to see a little bit more cooperative nature in the working relationship there. And it sounds like sometimes there is that. With respect to the sustenance, we have our own idea of what that is. And sometimes when you see a categorical exclusion, it just rubs you the wrong way because, I mean, certainly I don't understand how it fits into the larger picture. But I will be learning a little bit more about that.
Thank you. That would be really helpful to get just what has been asked for so we understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. Francis, for coming back up. So we've asked the commissioner to bring us his definition of subsistence fishing for the workshop. Would you kindly bring yours? Definition of subsistence fishing and what the tribe would consider subsistence fishing and why it would include the Elver industry when we do the workshop.
I'm sure we'd be happy to talk about that at the workshop.
Thank you. I believe that we can. Thank you for the last time for making the trip up and
thank you.
Sharing with us. Thank you very much, Mr. Francis. Is there anyone else wishing to speak neither for nor against LD 1502? Hearing none, seeing none, I believe. All testimony having been taken, this hearing on LD 1502 is now closed. Committee work session for this bill will be scheduled. We actually have the schedule for this afternoon. You are welcome to stay for that. We'll reconvene at 1. It is my belief that it will be tabled until after the convention with AFMFC, and so it would mean another trip for several of you. We'll give you as much of a heads up as possible.